Day 498, Sunday, August 18th. Psalm 107, Psalms 107, 1-43, NKJV. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way, they found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God, and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze, and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths, their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm, so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet, so he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the company of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a wilderness into pools of water, and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place, and sow fields and plant vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes, and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquity stops its mouth. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Plan states, the repeated refrain of Psalm 107, which begins Book V of the Psalter, expresses a desire for people to thank God for his repeated mercy and deliverance in rescuing them from their troubles. With this psalm, Book 5 in fact opens on much the same note as the previous book closes. Indeed, the first words of Psalm 107 are the same as the first words of Psalm 106. Taken from David's psalm in 1 Chronicles 16, wording further emphasized in Psalm 136. As the Zondervan NIV Study Bible comments in its introductory note on Psalm 107, in its recitational style, the psalm is closely related to Psalm 104-106, and in its language to Psalm 105-106. For that reason, it has been seriously proposed that with these last two psalms it forms a trilogy from the same author. Whether or not this is so, its affinity with the preceding psalm strongly suggests that it was associated with them before the insertion of a book division between Psalm 106 and 107, and that it was intended to conclude the little series, Psalm 104-107, or perhaps 103-107, since 103 introduces the theme of God's benefits, including the satisfaction of his people with good, Psalm 103:5, Psalm 107. Its recital of God's wonderful deeds for men, V8, which climaxes Psalm 105-106, balances the recital of his many wise works in creation, see Psalm 104:2-26, and his benevolent care over the animal world, see Psalm 127-30. The editors may have inserted a book division between Psalm 106 and 107, with a view to a fivefold division of the Psalter, that is, to parallel the Pentateuch in the scriptural reading cycle. Verses 2-3 mentions the redeemed of God gathered from enemy captivity in foreign lands. A hint as to what captivity is intended is perhaps found in verse 16, which says that God has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Very similar language is found in Isaiah 45:1-2, which describes the fall of Babylon to the Persian emperor Cyrus. Thus says the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut, I will go before you. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron, Isaiah 45:1-2. Thus Psalm 7:16 points to a fulfillment of this passage. God in fact used Cyrus to issue the first decree allowing the Jewish captives in Babylon to return to Judea. Verses 4-7 describe the Israelite exiles as having wandered in desolation without enough to eat and drink, with God at last giving them a city to dwell in. This probably refers not to resettlement in Jerusalem, which was not a rescue from severe circumstances, but rather to the Jews eventually settling down in Babylonian communities following their initial deportation. Thus the wording of go to rather than come to a city verse 7, it should be observed that there is also a greater spiritual reality here too. As John the Baptist was later commissioned with words taken from this psalm to show God's people the way out of spiritual imprisonment, compare verse 10, Luke 1:79. Evidently through his message of God's kingdom and call for repentance. Among other trials the psalmist alludes to are dangers at sea while conducting maritime commerce, Psalm 107:23-30, demonstrating that the psalm does not exclusively concern returning exiles. No problem is too great for God. This psalm imagines the worst calamities a Jew could think of, homelessness and starvation verses 4-5, imprisonment 10-12, self-inflicted disease 17-18, and the ultimate, imminent shipwreck, 23-27. Since Israel was landlocked, few Jews had experienced turbulent seas, and thus dreaded them. In all these cases God was able to rescue those who called for his help, Zondervan New Student Bible, note on verse 27. When tempest-tossed sailors are at their wits' end, they cry out to God and he delivers them, bringing them to safe havens verses 2730. As Psalm 89:9 states, he calms the storm so that its waves are still. God is sovereign. In response to wickedness, he can turn fruitful land into barren land, verses 33-34. In showing mercy to the poor and their families, he can turn wilderness into desirable acreage for vineyards, cattle and harvests, verses 35-38. Those who are righteous understand that God punishes wickedness through oppression, affliction and sorrow, verses 33-39-40, and sets the poor on high, verse 41. Wonderfully, as part of God's great benefits, his involvement in man's affairs is ultimately for a great purpose, that they will understand the loving kindness, hest, faithful love of the Lord, verse 43. That is certainly cause for thanksgiving. End.